changed came about because of the anti-German hysteria, and this came into place after the U.S. declaration of war against Germany. And it led to a massive wave of anti-German hysteria across the country. Anyone of German origin came under suspicion and harassment, and it had a tremendous effect on the area on both sides of the Ohio River. In Covington, German was removed from the schools. Churches canceled their German services. Names were changed. The German Reformed Church in Covington became the Grace Reformed Church. And so everything German was very much under pressure. And because of this anti-German sentiment, streets with German names or affiliated with German heritage were changed.
Why is it important to refresh people's memories about the change?
It's important to remember the original name of the street because it honors the German heritage of Covington, and it rights a wrong of the past that was done to the German heritage. So this really, it does right the wrong of the past. It honors the German heritage, and it reminds what can happen when people don't think reasonably and carefully about what they're doing and let their hysteria of the time take the leading hand in affairs.
Your organization has been quite successful in getting similar markers placed throughout Cincinnati. Do you plan to continue this effort in other cities?
Well, yes, we do. As a matter of fact, we've been in touch also with the city of Newport. There was a street there that was a German street that was changed to Liberty Street. It's really a good time to do that, you know, when people are talking about the outbreak of the First World War. It was very harmful, of course, for Europe, but it also had sent a lot of tremors over to the United States and causing these kinds of things to happen. And I think it's especially important, too, for Covington because its bicentennial is coming up in 2015. And today we celebrate German heritage, Oktoberfest, Maifest in Covington. But we have to remember some of the hard times, too, and things that happened in the past.
There will be a ceremony to unveil the marker this Saturday, the 26th. What will be happening?
We will have an official unveiling of the street sign at Pershing, Bremen Street, and Manfred Schnetzer, who is a German immigrant who came through the city of Bremen to immigrate to this area, and we'll talk about the symbolic meaning that Bremen means for the German immigration to our area. Most of the German immigration that came to our area came through Bremen. And so the street name itself, it's not just that it was a German street name, it's really a sentimental link that people have in their family history with regard to the German immigration.
You can find out how to get more information about the German American Citizens League of Cincinnati on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Tolzman, thank you.
Thank you so much.